Marilyn Buck, the senior advisor to Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns, revealed some of what's in store for MCS. That includes more than $3 million in donations to the schools from numerous organizations across the state, as well as new prospects for MCS teachers, including conference opportunities and classroom assistance. She also introduced the new members of the school board. She says she wants the Muncie community to understand that great things take time.
Probably the most important piece would be to ask people, have patience. This was a distressed school. It's no longer a distressed school. Have patience that working together, we can turn things around. But it's going to take some time.
Despite Buck's confidence, many parents are still hesitant about the situation. Members of the audience wanted to know how the budget will work, what will happen if the board makes poor choices, and what Ball State's role really is in their kids' lives. While Buck did not have all of the answers to their questions, she says the new school board has the students' well-being at the front of their minds. Board member Keith O'Neill says this positive change will begin with a change in outlooks.
You know, honestly, I think it begins with perception and beginning to turn the mindsets back to positivity, you know. I think that's the beginning of getting it turned around.
While all of the details of Muncie Community School's upcoming school year are not completely ironed out, O'Neill will begin working with six other Ball State-appointed board members next month in order to progress this transition. In Muncie, Zoe DeWiggins, IPR News.